On Saturday, November 25th, people came to Peterborough from all over the province to attend a unique full-day retreat at Camp Kawartha's Environment Center focused on grieving. The organizers of the event, Mila Redwood and Michael McCarthy, have named the event a communal grief retreat, and they designed the day to not only help people process their own grief, but learn about the complexities of grief and how grief has been managed in cultural contexts different from our own.
What we're doing, we're calling communal grief tending. And we believe it is an ancient kind of way of coming together to honor a part of being a human being. We don't just work and raise families. We love. Everybody loves. And the other half of loving is also feeling the grief. The grief of either losing someone we love, the grief of like longing or loving something that doesn't come to us. And so this notion of like communal grief is a way to like come together to recognize our common humanity, to share space for one another, and to recognize what really matters as individuals, as families, but also as communities.
We aren't meant to grieve alone. All of us come from lineages of ancestors who, in their own unique different ways, have come together to grieve for all of time. And looking at different traditional cultures today and in the past, it's really amazing to see that communal grieving was really the glue that held people together. And having that space to frequently come together and grieve together really makes way for like a renewed sense of connection and belonging and joy. So that's what we're aiming to do here.
On Saturday, the retreat was structured to have two parts. The first part Michael described as shaking off the road dust, an introduction to get out of the fast-paced world where we spend most of our time.
And so the first part is really coming into touch with the timelessness, the presence that lives within each one of us. And we use some really simple like visualizations, you know, ways of getting into the body, but also community singing. And I feel so blessed that Mila is really skilled, but carries a lot of songs. And I find when we sing these songs together, they really like bring us together, like one body, one heart, one mind. And that prepares us for the work in the afternoon.
The second part of the retreat is where people can then explore their own grief and have a safe space to do so.
So in the afternoon, we engage in a ritual. And I realize that's, you know, a word that requires a little bit of unpacking, but it's essentially we create a space where people can hopefully like let go of their day-to-day mind and worries and drop into a more like raw and vulnerable expression of grief. So for some people that might mean like whispering words silently. For others it might mean actually crying or wailing. For others it might even bring up rage and anger, so they might be pounding their fists. So we have accommodations to make everything safe. And at the heart of this ritual is we build a bit of a like an altar or a shrine, which is really just like a physical space that gives us psychological safety, that tells the individual, I'm entering like a non-ordinary reality, and I feel safe to let go, to touch my own grief, my own tenderness, and to let it flow.
Michael shared that they hope at the end of the day, people leave feeling tender, but ultimately more alive. A replication of the experience Mila had when introduced to this type of ritual and to what they call community singing.
And I was introduced to this work through my mentor, Lawrence Cole. He is a grandfather of community singing in the United States. And about 10 years ago, I walked into a grief ritual that he was holding at a gathering there. And I remember hearing about it, and I remember thinking, I don't know if I want to go to that. That sounds really sad. I'm not sure if that's something I want to do. And I walked in to find around 300 people gathered around the fire under the stars. And in that one night of singing and storytelling and wailing and witnessing each other, I came to a place of feeling more alive than I had ever felt in my life.
After that first grief ritual, Mila began a 10-year-long journey attending these grief rituals and hosting community singing, which has informed a big part of what they do at this grief retreat. The other significant influence present in their work is the work of their teacher Francis Weller, author of a book called The Wild Edge of Sorrow, Rituals of Renewal, and the Sacred Work of Grief.
Francis Weller is one of Michael and my teachers, and he is a psychotherapist and a ritualist. He lives in California. And he has a framework that's called the Five Gates of Grief, which is a really helpful way of bringing people into the awareness of what we even have permission to grieve in this world. Because some people think that, well, frankly, I think most of us in the Western world have grown up in a grief-phobic culture where we don't have permission to show vulnerability.
As part of the retreat, they explore Weller's five gates of grief, which say that grieving is much more complex than the loss of someone or something you love, and they recognize that that type of grief is very real. But grieving can also include grieving parts of yourself, grieving unfulfilled expectations, grieving for the planet, and the ancestral grief of the past. And this is a great simplification of their teaching, but if it does interest you, this is not going to be the only grief-tending event that Mila and Michael organize. They hope to eventually run these grief-tending retreats monthly, but since this is just beginning, they are starting with once each season.
When meeting in a ritual space like this, or in a retreat space like this, once every month, hopefully, people can engage in the process of being in the wake of someone's death for as long as it takes. And it really might take a long time. But that they have community support, they have time and space, they don't have anyone saying, come on, like, hurry it along, dear, you brought this last time. Isn't it time that you're over this? Like, no, I trust in the wisdom of an individual person that they'll be done grieving it when they're done.
To learn more about the work that Mila and Michael do, and to stay updated on when a communal grief retreat is happening again, visit their website at milaredwood.ca. This has been Eddie Sweeney, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.